Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Really important to all of us. Gooby?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So far, we have text messages coming in for the U.S. Senate debate. Text me debate. I'll send you the link to the YouTube video. Thank you, Phyllis. Also, if you live in the Onaway School Board District, text me Onaway. And I'll send you the six candidates to vote for if you live in the Onaway School District. If you live in Presque Isle County, maybe not in the Onaway School District, text me PI, and I'll send you the list, the flyers of the endorsed candidates from the Republican Party that have chosen to be vetted and supported by the county party running for office in Presque Isle. PI for Presque Isle, Onaway for Onaway School Board, debate. Video that we have sent out to many of you, you've heard it already, we're going to play it again on the air. 3 weeks from today is November 5th, the election. People that are sitting on the fence, people that don't know exactly who they're going to vote for yet, need to see and hear this video. Joe Pags, national syndicated talk show host, put together 2 minutes and 42 seconds. I'm going to play it for you right now regarding Biden-Harris, 4 years of being president versus 4 years of Donald Trump. Here you go.
Really important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump, down 5.4% to $2.49 average. Up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average. Up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on.
Real numbers. If you want this video, text me Pags, P-A-G-S, Joe Pags, his last name. While you were listening to the video, there's graphs that he put together showing Trump's numbers on the left in red, Biden-Harris numbers on the right in blue. These are bar graphs. The bar graphs reflect the numbers he's talking about. So not only are you hearing, but you're actually seeing the graphs themselves. This is real information, folks. This isn't partisanship. This isn't Republican versus Democrat. These are simply numbers. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Energy, Federal Reserve. All of these numbers, accurate numbers based on real research that he did to put these nine indexes, these nine categories into this video. So again, if you would like the video and you haven't done it yet, or even if you have done it, let's put it in the top of your text message box from me, from Trucker Randy, in your phone. Text me Pags. I'll send you the link to the video. Now, here's the main point. Even based on current polling, Real Clear Politics, average of all the polls, when we were at our meeting last night, one of the members of our Antrim County Conservative Union mentioned that Fox News is reporting that Donald Trump is up on Kamala Harris in Michigan 5-6 points. He couldn't remember if it was 5 or 6. That was on Fox News. Of course, ABC, CBS, NBC, Wall Street Journal, Quinnipiac University, many other polling data out there shows that basically it's the statistical tie. But even on those numbers, they're showing it's 48-48. In Michigan right now, tied. Well, if you add up 48 and 48, folks, that's 96. 4% of our voting potential population still undecided this late in the game. Now, there's another website, 10xvotes.com. If you text me 10x, I will send you the text message information from Lance Griffin, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. Him and a researcher friend put together have identified, after going through qualified voter files across the entire state of Michigan, all 83 counties, using Republican filters, all kinds of different filters to look at this data, have come up with and have identified 1.7 million Republicans that are called low propensity voters. Meaning in the last 4, 5, 6 elections, they may have only voted twice. You can actually go to this website, 10xvotes.com, provide your information, sign up to be a searcher. Somebody who can search the database. You can do it by name. You can do it by townships, cities, villages. You can do it by counties. You can do it by a mailing address or simply somebody's name. Look at the contacts in your phone. There's two groups of people that we need to focus on. I just had another video sent to me by Downstate Kim. I don't have it queued up for today's show. We'll probably play it for you tomorrow. It was a pastor talking about nationwide, potentially, 32 million churchgoers that may not vote on November 5th. 32 million churchgoers that may not vote on November 5th. That's one huge block of potential votes, folks, that if they see this PAGS video, could convince them that it is important enough to get out and vote out of the pews, into the polls, and vote on November 5th. Then I saw another video. This was produced by Gun Owners of America, their lobbying group. They are saying that over 20 million deer hunters across the entire United States may not vote on November 5th. Well, you know deer hunters and you know people who go to church. They are in your phone. All you have to do is text me 10X. I'll send you the link to be able to search to see if, in fact, they are low propensity voters. Known Republicans in Michigan. This is Michigan only. I've had a couple people say, well, my deer hunting friend in Tennessee. No, this is Michigan database. They are laser focused on 1.7 million Republicans in the state of Michigan. Now, you find them, they show up on this database. You need to contact them. Hey, man, I just did some research, found that maybe you haven't voted in the last couple of elections. It's kind of important you do this one. Can I send you a video to watch? Because you texted me 10X, you found them on the database, you found them in your phone, you called them. Because you texted me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I sent you this video. All you have to do is forward this video to them. Go to your text messages, put your thumb on the text. It'll give you the option to either copy the text or forward it. I recommend copying the text. You talk to your friend. You create a text message. You put your thumb where you normally would type, and it says paste. And you paste it into them, and you send it to them. Then put in there, call me after you watch this 2-minute and 42-second video. It's called Get Out the Vote. It's called educating people because they're armed with this information that Joe PAGS put together in this video. You impact 10 people, just 10, and get them to vote. This could literally change the numbers here in the state of Michigan. And if they are inclined, after watching the video, maybe they may share it with people they know. That's why I put in these text messages. Please share with everyone you know in Michigan, Onaway, Presqu'ile, wherever. PAGS for the video, 10X for the website. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just wrapping up this information for you to be able to share with people. Again, two groups you need to focus on: deer hunters and churchgoers. But there's a segment of churchgoers that I want to reach out to you. Many of you are Catholic. I'm not going to name names. You know who you are. The Pope of the Catholic Church has come out publicly and has declared abortion as an assassination. The current Pope, I know he has a lot of liberal views when it comes to different things, but on this issue, this is rock solid, a statement directly from the Pope. Abortion is assassination. You need to talk to your Catholic friends, either outside of church or after church services this Sunday or Saturday night mass, whatever you go to. Pick up the phone and call them. They need to understand that Donald Trump is 100% pro-life. Donald Trump has come out in favor of in vitro fertilization because he said in his Bronx language, easy speak, eighth grade education, we need more kids. America needs more kids. Donald Trump is pro-life. Kamala Harris is pro-death. Period. End of story. No debating this, not going to argue with you in any way, shape, or form on this issue. When it comes to abortion, if you believe in life, your Catholic friends need to get off their butts and vote for Donald Trump. Why? Because many Catholics are Democrats. I know there's a lot of Republicans out there listening. You're a Republican, you're a conservative, you're a patriot. You're a Republican. I get it. But if you took a poll of the adults, registered voters in your church, your Catholic church, you would be outnumbered in almost every single Catholic church in the state of Michigan, perhaps with the exception of some of them up here in northern Michigan. Catholic Church in Onaway, Catholic Church in Sheboygan, Catholic Church in the UP. But a majority, especially downstate, you have to offset their Democrat vote. As they plan to vote for Kamala Harris, you need to counter that vote. You need to offset that vote. You need your fellow Republican or pro-life Catholics to cross over and vote for Donald Trump. Well, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't care whether you like it or not. Your number one issue of being a Catholic is you are 100% pro-life. For the life of me, I still do not understand how Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi can take communion in a Catholic church. Two of the biggest abortion proponents in Washington, D.C. But I digress. I'm talking about local Catholics in your community. You need to talk to them. If you want to appeal to their economic numbers, provide them with the PAGS video. If you want to appeal to them being pro-life Catholics and maybe Democrats, you need to appeal to them on this issue. When it comes to this election, the choice cannot be more clear. There is a line in the sand, clear as day. Donald Trump, pro-life, Kamala Harris, pro-death. And if they're Catholic, this is supposedly their number one issue. I don't want to get into the history of it. I don't want to talk about contraceptives and all the other things that they have been against as a religion. I'm talking about their beliefs. And with the Pope coming out with such a strong statement that abortion is assassination, that should reign in with your Catholic friends. And if they're going to vote their conscience, if they're going to vote what they truly believe as a Catholic, they have to vote for Donald Trump. They have to vote for the president that will protect life for the next 4 years. And there's no such thing as a nationwide ban that Donald Trump, if he gets elected, he will pass a nationwide ban on abortion. That is a bald-faced lie being pushed by the fear-mongers of the Democrat Party as a talking point to scare women. Just like they're trying to scare the seniors about them trying to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. Another bald-faced lie. You need to get this information and you need to talk with these people. You need to make sure that they get out and vote this year. I believe Kamala Harris wants to do exactly what Gretchen Whitmer did in the state of Michigan when it comes to anything goes abortions. I believe that's what she wants to do. She has said publicly if she's elected president, she will reinstate Roe v. Wade. Something that was overturned in the Supreme Court, she will re-implement it nationwide, as opposed to the states having the say. That's it for today's show. Text me those text messages. I'll send you the information. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.